Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka basketball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official health care provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at BaptistFirst.org and the City of Wetumpka.
And welcome back to the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show. I'm Mitch Petrie, and alongside me, the Deacon Meeks, ready to get things going here in just a few minutes. The Lady Indians just got an impressive win, and looking to see the boys do the same. Indians come into this one with a 7-3 record and have won four straight games, looking to make it five. Indians have done really well this week, just like their lady counterparts, having a couple of really dominant wins, 83-31 against the Tallahassee Tigers, and demolishing the Elmore County Panthers last night by a score of 57-22. Everybody got involved in both of those ones, but Deacon, as we get ready for tip-off here, what are your keys to the game for the Indians?
My keys to the game have to be getting Andrew Wills the ball no matter what you do. You know, setting up those off-the-ball screens, getting him open, and making some ball movement as well. And, you know, getting into the paint with Caleb Ballard works very well. We've seen it every single game, as well as, you know, on those fast breaks, whenever we get the ball taken or take the ball, we have to make sure that our whole team is able to get back down on there and help out the man that stole the ball or has the ball stolen.
Absolutely. And those keys to the game are presented by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. About a few minutes away from tip-off here as the Indians get ready to come into this one. Tallahassee coming off a close win against Stanhope Elmore, a very familiar face for this Indians team, though they haven't played them just yet this season, like I mentioned earlier. Area play will start in just a few couple of weeks as we get further and further into the season. Coach Stephen Thomas has the Indians rolling as the beginning of this season. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, it'll be time for tip-off on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Every move is different, and so is every client. That's why I take the time to listen, understand, and guide you through the process with care. Whether you're buying or selling in the River Region, I'm here to make it simple. Let's do this together. I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
The 2025 model year sales event at Collier Ford. Drive home America's favorites with zero down, 0% APR financing, and no payments for 90 days. That's right. Get into a new Explorer, F-150, Escape, and more without paying a penny up front, and enjoy 3 full months before your first payment. Don't miss out. Come on. Come to Collier.
Come to Collier.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Is brought to you by State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan is there.
And welcome to Clanton, Alabama, PA announcer over the back of us right now, introducing the players on the team of Chilton County. And as they do that, we will talk about your starting lineup presented by First Community Bank. Starting tonight for the Indians is number one, Jeremiah Smiley. Number five, Caleb Ballard. Number four, Chris Robinson. Number 22, Andrew Voiles. And bringing things home is number 34, John Hudson Wingard. The two seniors last to be announced. And we'll get ready for tip-off here in just a few minutes. They're now going to introduce the Chilton County Tigers. Starting member of the starting lineup for the Tigers is Marco Simon. Damian Floyd also starting, wearing jersey number three. Marshall Thornhill, another starter for this Chilton County team. Caden Mink also getting the start. All of those starters wearing single-digit jersey numbers. Brock Porter, wearing number 54, will start at the center position, rounding things out for the Chilton County Tigers. And we're almost ready to get things underway here in Clanton, hoping to see the boys get off to a strong start just like the girls did. But stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has your covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be connected by Central Access. Standing in the center circle for tip-off will be number four, Marshall Thornhill, for the Tigers, and none other than Caleb Ballard. You'd expect to see that if you've been watching a lot of this Indians team so far this season. And Indians win the tip-off, and it goes straight into the hands of Chris Robinson. A catch-and-shoot three for Voiles, rattles around and falls out, but an offensive board for a second there, but it was stripped away by the Tigers. Tigers working the other way now. Ball in the hands of Caden Mink. Passes over to Damian Floyd. Floyd back to Mink. Deep three for Mink. And that one short off the mark. Caleb Ballard snags the rebound. And Voiles passes to Smiley. Smiley wasn't ready for it. Good recovery there. And gets fouled. They won't call the foul, actually, on the shot. Couple of offensive rebounds there for the Indians. It was Caleb Ballard grabbing both of them, and he'll get fouled on that second putback attempt and head to the charity stripe, hoping to get the Indians on the board in this one.
Yeah, and it looked like there were quite a few fouls there that could have been called against Chilton County, but luckily we have Caleb Ballard at the free throw line. Not the best free throw shooting percentage, but knocks the first one down, hopefully to knock the second one down as well.
That one a little bit too strong off the back of the iron and won't go down. Rebound goes to the Tigers. Floyd will pass it over into the hands of Mink. Mink working along the baseline. Little floater won't go. And a couple of tipped balls in the air, but Wingard finally able to come down with it and gives it over to Andrew Voiles. Voiles calling for a screen. Won't get it, though, and working tightly. He finally gets a screen from Caleb Ballard. Now Voiles working along the baseline. Good pass there. Caleb Ballard down low. Ballard's got all the Indians' points as they take a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, and a great look right there by Andrew Voiles to find Ballard and get the nice free 2 points to go.
And a good rebound there from Chris Robinson. Robinson looking for somewhere to go with it. Ball was poked out there for a second, but he'll pass it over to Smiley. Smiley gives it back to Robinson.
Hey, how low.
Robinson will pass it over to Voiles, standing at the far side of the wing, deep beyond the three-point line. A couple of good passes there, looking for John Hudson Wingard, who sticks with it before it goes out of bounds. A jumper from about 15 feet from Jeremiah Smiley. Good shot there. Indians with a 5-0 lead early in this one.
Yeah, and a very sharp shot by Jeremiah Smiley right there. Had a hand in his face and still banged that one out very nice.
Deep three for Mink. That's a second three. He's pulled from well beyond the arc. Off the mark that time. Rebound goes to Ballard. And he'll pass it over to Voiles. Voiles, couple of passes. And it's saved from going out of bounds once again by John Hudson Wingard. But his safe pass will go out of bounds. So, nonetheless, a turnover on the Indians.
Yeah, and a very unfortunate turnover right there. Chris saying, that's me. A bit too strong on his pass. So, hopefully, the Indians can capitalize on defense and get this ball back.
Taking his time to cross midcourt is Mink, who feeds it down low to the big man. Brock Porter lays it up and in. And the Tigers student section cheering for their first bucket for Porter. Good ball movement from the Indians, but Caleb Ballard's pass was picked off there for a second. Couple of Indians on the floor, and they'll call the tie-up. Possession arrow points the way of the Tigers, and they'll get ready to inbound this one.
Yeah, and a very aggressive stand right there for the Indians. May have lost that ball, but still forced a jump ball and not exactly, a quick steal-and-go turnover.
Thornhill with the ball now. He's guarded by Caleb Ballard. Indians playing some man coverage here. And they'll pass it to the big man top of the arc and gets poked a couple of times. Another deep three for the Tigers in and out. That time it was Damian Floyd who shot it. And Voiles will snag the rebound and bring it across half court. Passes across the court over into the hands of Chris Robinson. Robinson looking for Ballard, trying to fit it between two defenders. Not able to. Caden Mink got a hand on it, pokes it out of bounds. So Indians will try again. They'll inbound it. Voiles will from right in front of the Tigers bench. Gives it to Robinson, gives it right back to Voiles, finds Ballard in that low post. Spin move, not going to go down for him this time. Rebound goes into the hands of the Tigers, but Smiley tries to steal that one. He'll poke it out of bounds, but the ball stays with the Tigers.
And a good look by Voiles right there to find his big man, Caleb Ballard, in the paint. Just a bit too strong off of that glass.
Just over 3 minutes expired here in quarter number one. Quarter number one brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagen. Like a good neighbor, Jackson Hagen is there. Working right in front of us now are the Tigers and Mink. He'll pass around a couple of passes there, and driving inside was Mink. Not able to get anything with it that time. Smiley takes it, thinking about a step back three. Not able to get it that time. That shot was blocked by Marshall Thornhill. But Thornhill actually steps out of bounds there. Not quite sure what happened. Didn't have a great look at it. Scorer's table was in our way. But a turnover, costly one on the Tigers after the block shot.
Yeah, well, Jeremiah Smiley right there poked it out of his hands, of one of his own teammates, number one, I believe, into Mink's hands. And Mink happened to be out of bounds, so a lucky break for the Indians.
They get a couple of substitutions for the Indians. Tom Sutton and Milo Lombardi on the floor now. Tigers trying to work and work quickly. Thornhill, good move, but not today, says Caleb Ballard. Swats that one right out of bounds. Good, strong block there from Caleb.
Yeah, and it looks like number four right there had a great look. Thornhill looked like he had a great look for the Tigers, but Caleb Ballard came out of nowhere and absolutely swiped away that shot.
And Ballard with another block. It was the reverse layup attempt from Thornhill, not doing anything. Suddeth gets the pass on the fast break, but he'll get fouled as he lays it up, hobbling just for a second. Hopefully he's all right, playing with a brace on that left ankle.
Yeah, and a very hard foul right there. Hopefully he is all right after that one. But going to the free throw line and shooting two off that very hard layup to hit.
First free throw coming for Suddeth. And rattles around, but friendly bounce there for the Indians. It drops right through, and Tom Suddeth has his first point of the game. And a scorer's issue. Here's got the official checking things out, matching up the scorebooks there, trying to make sure everything is all squared away. And I think they've got it squared away now, I believe. Still waiting for the officials to whistle this one in. Scorebooks have been handed back to their rightful counterparts, who have been diligently charting this game. Second free throw now coming at the line for Tom Suddeth. This one, nothing but net, drops right through. Two for two at the free throw line goes Tom Suddeth.
And some nice big man free throw shooting. Three for four are the big man, are the big men, Tom Suddeth and Caleb Ballard. So doing pretty well off that free throw line.
Nice underhand layup there from Caden Mink, closing in this Indians lead just a little bit. 7-4, Indians on top.
Yeah, the Indians will need a bit more of offense going right here, just whatever they can get, you know.
Good feed from Chris Robinson down there, fitted between two defenders successfully that time to Tom Suddeth, but Suddeth draws another foul on the shot. Back to the charity stripe goes Tom Suddeth. Actually, they'll call that foul on the floor, so Indians will get ready to inbound this one. Coach Thomas thought it was on the shot as well, and an inbound pass goes to Ballard. Couple of passes, finds its way back to Royals, the inbounder, and he'll hit a little bounce pass there to Caleb Ballard, slicing through defenders, and a nice little layup there for Caleb Ballard. He's got five already in this one.
And a nice usage of his two steps right there to work around two defenders and get that layup to go.
Ball was poked out there by Chris Robinson, and they'll say it'll stick with the Tigers. Not sure about that call, but they inbound it, and catch and shoot three off the inbound. Comes out of the hands of Floyd. Nothing doing that time. Rebound, Miller Lombardi.
Yeah, and right in front of the scorer's table, it looked exactly like it was off the Chilton County Tigers. It should have been Indians ball.
And another bucket for Caleb Ballard. He's been automatic as of late, really finding his stride, is the 6'5 big man.
Yeah, and 7 points very early in this first quarter, so hopefully he can keep that momentum up for the Indians.
And 7 points for Ballard, but 7 points also. The Indians lead 11-4. They're on top. Working down low, reverse layup. Won't go that time for Caden Mink. Rebound goes into the hands of the Indians. Pass over to Voiles, and Voiles steps back now, right in front of the half-court line. Cross-court pass over to Chris Robinson. Robinson looking for a man down low. Gives it to Ballard. Over to Voiles out on the wing. Catch and shoot three in the corner for Miller Lombardi. Won't go that time. Rebound snagged by Brock Porter of the Chilton County Tigers. Damian Floyd with the ball now. It passes over to Mink. Catch and shoot three again from a couple feet beyond the arc. Mink's not afraid to shoot it from anywhere on the floor, but hasn't made one just yet. Cross-court pass to Voiles, who feeds it down low in the post to Tom Suddeth. Back out to the top, and Chris Robinson slicing and dicing. And a good pass there from Caleb Ballard. Little 7-foot shot from directly parallel with the baseline. That's a tough bucket there. You don't have the backboard to assist you in a good bucket from Caleb Ballard.
Yeah, and Caleb Ballard has been playing lights out on offense right now. I mean, he already has 9 points, looking to get into double digits right here. And as the Chilton County Tigers get another turnover, the Indians already doing amazing on defense. They're hitting their stride on both offense and defense, working it in the paint very well as very good perimeter defense.
And Brock Porter will pick up the foul there, his first foul of the contest. Indians will get ready to inbound this one. And fun fact about Caleb Ballard, all three of the games that the Indians have lost, Ballard has not been in double figures. Every time he goes into double figures, Indians get it done. So looking promising here for the Indians as they find Ballard again trying to dunk. That time just a little bit too short, not able to. That time this Indians crowd would have been thrilled to have that one. And Mink trying to do it all himself. Layup won't go. Tough offensive rebound for Jordan Simon. And they'll get a foul call on the floor. It was on Miller Lombardi. And they'll inbound it. First foul of the night for the Indians.
And man, on that dunk for Caleb, he just slipped his hand just a little bit, so very unfortunate for the Indians right there.
Moonshot three from Damian Floyd off the mark. Rebound shoots off to the right side and travels out into the hands of John Hudson Winyard on the Wetumpka bench. Indians inbound this one, and it'll be Voiles to bring it across half court. Pass it over to Robinson. 34 seconds left in this first quarter. Miller Lombardi fakes the three, drives inside. Nice little jump shot from 12 feet. Bangs it home. Does Miller Lombardi.
Yeah, and a nice little pump fake to get the defender on in the air and to get around him and hit a nice little mid-range jumper right there.
Floyd with the rock now, guarded by Robinson. He'll get a screen, and Ballard will switch on to him, but they switch back. Good defense there from the Indians, not letting the Tigers get anything. 5 seconds on the clock, and a steal stolen by the Indians. It's Miller Lombardi trying to get the buzzer beater off. Not able to make it. He got it off in time, but it won't go down. Indians with an 11-point lead early in this one. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with some second quarter action on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Christmas is coming fast, and Russell DeWitt Centers and Building Supply is celebrating with a huge holiday giveaway you won't want to miss. Now through December 19th, visit any Russell DeWitt Center or Russell Building Supply locations and enter for your chance to win. Every in-store registration puts you in the running for a $100 gift card, and one lucky winner will take home the grand prize, a $1,000 shopping spree. It's Russell's way of saying thank you to the community. Stop in, sign up, and enjoy the season.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Time for some second quarter action on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Indians with an 11-point lead, 15-4. They're on top, and they'll get the rock start this second quarter. Student section starting to fill out a little bit for this Chilton County team. Was rather lackluster during the girls' game, but starting to get some folks in the building now. Tom Suddeth with the rock hands it off over to Lombardi, who gives it right back to Suddeth. Suddeth working along the baseline and not able to get it to go, but draws another foul. Tom Suddeth's already drawn three fouls in this one.
Yeah, and he's been proven to be doing pretty well from the free throw line in this one as well. Drawn three fouls, like you said, and getting to the free throw line, so this has also been a very key factor for the Indians, being able to get some free points from the free throw line.
And bangs that one home. Tom Suddeth does first free throw down the hatch and extends the Indians' lead to 12. Indians wearing their black uniforms with gold numbers, gold lettering, and gold trim down the sides of the jersey as Suddeth drops in that second free throw. Tigers in their white jerseys with blue numbers, blue lettering, orange trim, and a blue and orange stripe down the side. Step back, long range two, off the mark there for Floyd. Rebound goes into the hands of Suddeth, and he'll hand it off to Voiles.
Take it down. Take it down.
Voiles was looking for Suddeth, a little spin pass there, not able to get it down, but the ball was touched by Brock Porter before it went out of bounds, so it'll stick with the Wetumpka Indians.
Let's go, let's go.
Voiles now gets his man in the air, passes out to the top of the arc, John Hudson Wingard, a couple of feet beyond the arc, a three fired by Chris Robinson, offensive rebound and put back by John Hudson Wingard. He's lived on the second chance points all season long. It's something he's done really well for this Indians team.
Yeah, and he's been doing the dirty work, mainly in this game and the whole season, like you're saying, getting those second chance points and getting big in the paint.
John Hudson Whittier, the janitor, just cleaning everything up. Deep three off the mark from Damian Floyd. He's about 5 feet beyond the arc there. That was well beyond the NBA three as well. And they'll get wingered for the foul there. Coach Thomas saying he was straight up, and I actually happen to agree with that one. Didn't think he got handsy at all. But it'll send Jordan Simon to the free throw line for the Tigers.
Yeah, the fans as well just saying that it was a jump ball. You know, it looked like it was because they both were tied up on the ball. But ref called the foul. Not much you can do about it. But ball doesn't lie as he misses his first free throw attempt.
Ball does not lie indeed. It's something I've lived by my whole life. We'll continue to do so. Second free throw coming now for Jordan Simon at the free throw line. This one drops right through. So it half lied there.
Yeah.
Simon gets his first points in this one as Voiles brings the ball across half court. Voiles with a little spin move, but still being guarded tightly by Marco Simon. And now into the hands of Lombardi, gives it to Winger up at the top of the arc. And now into the hands of Voiles, a little bit beyond the wing, calls for a screen from Robinson. That won't actually be a screen, it'll be a little handoff pass. Robinson working now, trying to dribble drive inside. Jump shot from the free throw line, off the mark that time. 19-5, Indians on top currently.
Yeah, and just a bit rushed on that mid-range jumper for Chris. Looks like he could have had an open man and John Hudson Wingard in the paint, but just missed him off that look.
Well, Robinson's been a really good mid-range shooter there. Step back three. Thought about it, did Floyd, but he'll stick with it. Won't have the three, and he'll pass it out to the top just a few feet in front of half-court line is Caden Mink. Mink driving inside, trying to slice and dice his way home. Won't go down for him that time, and Robinson gets the rebound, passes it over to Voiles. Jordan Hill takes a seat in front of the scorer's table, getting ready to check into this one as Voiles' pass was tipped and turned over, and coming the other way was Marco Simon. Layup off the mark there, and Chris Robinson catches a cross-court pass, long pass, and ball's just all over the place there. Miller Lombardi snags it, and step back two-pointer there, and nice bucket from Miller Lombardi. Two good shots from him so far.
Yeah, and he's been shooting very well from the mid-range, long mid-range to be in fact, and very efficient on offense.
And stepping into a three is Damian Floyd. Drops it in that time. And the Tigers now with eight, but still a 14-point lead for the Indians. Voiles finds Suddeth down low, lays it up and in, making it look easy, Tom Suddeth.
And the Indians playing some very strategic basketball, not allowing anything easy on defense, as well as getting into the paint and working into the paint very well.
Spin move and an underhanded layup comes out of the hands of Caden Mink, but he'll draw the foul on the shot there. Waiting to see who that one was called on. And the second foul of the night goes against John Hudson Wingard. Indians only have three fouls, but Wingard's got two of them.
Yeah, and getting into early foul trouble is something that the Indians do not need right here at the start of this game. And if the Indians do start having like some foul trouble, like people not performing as well because, you know, they're out of the game, it will lead to some miscues from our bench players, but it'll also lead to the Chilton County Tigers having a chance to claw back into this game.
First free throw was good for Mink. Second one, not so much. Got a couple of substitutions during that free throw timeout. Chris Robinson came out off the floor, and Jordan Hill took his place. Caleb Ballard takes the place of John Hudson Wingard. Wave off the bucket, call the foul on the floor for Caden Mink. That one's going to go against Jordan Hill, I believe. And they will. It is on the floor. And Mink asking the officials, come on, man, you sure about that? But they were sure, won't change the call. And he'll inbound it all the way to the back of Marshall Thornhill. Nice little reverse shot there from Floyd, not able to get it to go down. Rebound grabbed by Tom Suddeth, who gives it over to Lombardi. Lombardi gives it over to Hill now, back to Lombardi. Lombardi faked the three, driving inside, trying to find Tom Suddeth. I think a Tiger got a hand on that pass. No, actually, they won't. Turnover on the Indians.
Yeah, and trying to look for Tom Suddeth. Looks like Tom would have had an easy layup right there for a nice little two-point layup for the Indians. But very unfortunate for Miller Lombardi. Got it slipped out of his hands.
And Caleb Ballard charges that inbound pass. It was intended for Jordan Simon. Pokes out of bounds, so the Tigers will try it again. Marshall Thornhill demands inbound it for the Tigers. And he's looking way for the home run pass. Not able to go. Stolen by Caleb Ballard. And Ballard fights off the steal attempt and passes it over to Jordan Hill. Jordan Hill gives it to Voiles. And Voiles passes it to Sutton down low. Smiley comes up to the scorer's table getting ready to check in to this one. Finding Caleb Ballard in that low post. Not able to get the dunk down that time. And Tigers had it for a second, but Andrew Voiles hustles, takes the ball out of the hand. Well, it wasn't out of the hands. It was just in the middle of the floor. Stole the pass. There did Andrew Voiles. Voiles driving inside, and they'll get number 14, Braden Voiles, for the foul of the Tigers.
Yeah, and that just shows how well Andrew Royals is at handling the ball. You know, it's one of those people that you have to foul or else he is going to get around you and get a nice layup to go.
Yeah, not a bad foul there. Voiles had kind of a clear shot over into the hands. Had a clear lane to the bucket there as Smiley got the inbound and gave it off to Jordan Hill. Hill, mid-range jumper off the mark. But the ball came down on the baseline. Tom Sutton looked like he had saved it from coming out of bounds. But they'll say it hit the baseline on its way down.
Yeah, just a little off the mark right there for Jordan. Need to calm down a little bit, take a better shot next time.
Yeah, settle into this one a little bit. And Tigers bring the ball across half court. It's Braden Voiles with the ball now. And he'll pass it over to Thornhill, and he'll give it right back to Voiles, who's working in the paint. Ball poked out by Smiley, and a couple of people touch it, but it finally finds its way back into the hands of Smiley. And he'll give it to Tom Sutteth in that low post. Sutteth working down low. Plays it up and in. Tough bucket again for Tom Sutteth. He's got 8 in this one.
Yeah, and Tom Sutteth has been playing amazing in the paint as well as Caleb Ballard. So this duo is something to look out for if you're going against the Indians because, man, are they efficient in the paint.
And they're both pretty tall. Both of them standing at 6'5". And this Indians team really has a lot of size. And we've seen that in a couple of different matchups that they've played so far this season, really just kind of outsize everybody that they've played thus far this season. LT Davis will check into the game for Jordan Hill, get his first minutes in this one. A really high arcing inbound pass goes into the hands of Braden Voiles. He's guarded by Andrew Voiles, picks up his dribble, and gives it back to Thornhill. And smart play there from Voiles, who caught the ball really late outside in the corner. He had it originally in the paint. Had a couple of dribbles, lost it, and as he's going out of bounds, chucks it off the leg of Andrew Voiles.
Yeah, smart play indeed, just to reset the ball, not get trapped in the corner by Voiles.
Floyd with the ball now, working down low, picks up his dribble, but it's poked out by LT Davis, and Davis was coming the other way, and he'll pick up a foul on number 14. That one goes against Bulls. That's his second foul already.
Yeah, that's somebody that you're going to hear his name get called for steals, you know. LT Davis, he's been the main steal-getter for Wetumpka this whole entire season.
I think that experience at cornerback really helps him. He was just a great athlete, standing at 5'10", but he can get up and dunk the ball. So, I mean, just a really good athlete is LT Davis. 25-9, Indians are on top. 2:04 left to go in this second quarter. And we'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Timeout on the floor by Chilton County.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video. Live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
In Clinton, Indians will get ready to inbound this one with just 2 minutes to go here in quarter number two. LT Davis, he'll just get up a nice little pass over to Andrew Voiles. Voiles standing just a few feet in front of the half-court line, and he was trying to go somewhere with it. And they'll get Caleb Ballard, I believe, for the foul on that one. Not sure what the call was on the floor, but it'll be a turnover on the Indians.
Yeah, Caleb Ballard just pushed off of his man right there, trying to roll to the basket and try and get open for a nice look for from Andrew Wills, but just a bit unlucky on that foul call.
Ball in the hands of Floyd now. He is the man to receive the inbound pass, but he passes over to Bowles, who gives it over to Caden Mink. Mink gives it to Bowles, steps into a three, too strong, just hit the backboard, came straight down, didn't touch the iron at all. Rebound goes to LT Davis, who hands it off to Voiles. Voiles taking his time to cross half court and working alongside toward the scorer's table, looking for Tom Suddeth down low, and he'll give it to him in that low post. Suddeth, a couple of dribbles, spin move. Good move there from Tom Suddeth, man. He put the defender on skates there. He's in double digits.
Yeah, great move from Tom. And we've been seeing that this whole game, just him going to work in the paint, not allowing anything at all.
And Tigers, after a little bit of trouble there, ball was poked out for a second by Boyles. They'll find Mink down in the corner, working along the baseline, layup off the mark, and he looks a little bit upset about that missed layup. Rebound goes to Chris Robinson, who brings it across half court himself, picks up the dribble now, and he'll feed it down to Tom Suddeth in that low post again. Suddeth, spin move, passes back out to the top, and he'll find LT Davis out on the wing, looking for Caleb Ballard. High tip pass, and it was blocked. All ball there, but thought it might be a foul called there for a second. No, the officials don't agree with me. 45 seconds to go. Indians with an 18-point lead. He'll inbound it to Robinson. Voiles catch and shoot three off the mark. Suddeth had the rebound for a second, but it was poked out of bounds by Dwight Floyd. Trickled out of bounds right in front of the cheerleaders for Chilton County. So Robinson will inbound this one. Boyles with the ball now, just under 30 seconds left to play in the second quarter. Passes it over to Robinson. Robinson fakes shot, drives inside, and shot blocked again. This time it was Marshall Thornhill who got up and went after it.
Yeah, and again, the Indians have been, like, very aggressive on pushing the ball into the paint. Like, Coach Thomas has been telling his guards, feed, feed.
Deep three for Boyles. Bang!
Yeah, and that's something we haven't seen much this game at all, most three balls.
And Mink working down low, trying to get the reverse layup, won't get it to go. Floyd grabs the rebound, puts it up and in, and halftime buzzer sounds, 30-11, your halftime lead for the Indians. They're up by 19. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be time for the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Christmas is coming fast, and Russell DeWitt Centers and Building Supply is celebrating with a huge holiday giveaway you won't want to miss. Now through December 19th, visit any Russell DeWitt Center or Russell Building Supply locations and enter for your chance to win. Every in-store registration puts you in the running for a $100 gift card, and one lucky winner will take home the grand prize, a $1,000 shopping spree. It's Russell's way of saying thank you to the community. Stop in, sign up, and enjoy the season.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speed you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision 4 Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision 4 Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah. When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speed you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. I'm Mitch Petrie, and alongside me is Deacon Meeks, Indians with a 19-point lead at halftime. And Deacon, what stuck out to you in that first half?
What mainly stuck out to me was the ball movement and passes inside of the paint. We have seen a lot of that for the Indians this year, but not as much as we have now. You know, we only shot about three threes, I believe, from beyond the arc, and they were all Andrew Boyles. So, very great job for the Indians to move it inside of the paint. We've seen Caleb Ballard almost in double digits with 9 points, as well as Tom Suddeth, who has, I believe, 10 points right now, actually, double-digit points. And that's just solely from him, slicing and dicing those defenders up and cutting to the paint and getting some nice free layups.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about the assists there from the Indians, and the Indians have a lot of assists. They've got 12 as a team, 4 for Voiles and 6 for Chris Robinson. Smiley's got an assist, as does Miller Lombardi. But I want to talk about kind of the Indians just getting the ball all over the place. You had 6 Indians score points in that first half, and a couple of them bench players in terms of Miller Lombardi and also Tom Suddeth, who technically was a bench player, didn't get that start here tonight, but Indians really coming out the gates hot. One thing that really stuck out to me was how much they were, like you mentioned, stressing getting that ball into the paint. You've got Ballard with 9 and Suddeth with 10, so 19 points for the Indians big men, and only 11 points coming outside of the paint here for the Indians.
And the whole parking lot right out front in a Chevy Traverse, either gray or blue.
As you hear, the PA announcer saying somebody out there in a Toyota is blocking the parking lot, but that's of no difference to us. Indians have really done a great job. Would you expect to see some more bench players come in to this game?
Yeah, I've really been waiting to see, you know, Ben Tucker get in there and get some playing time, as well as Hazel Lorenzi. Fans always love to see them in there. And, you know, when Ben hit that one dunk against Tennessee, that was very electric, and love to see it. So hopefully the bench players can get back out in there and show off their real talent.
Yeah, I would expect that, as the way things are going right now. Indians also pulling some really good defense. Haven't really touched on that too much, but Chilton County only with 11 points, and really a lot of their shot attempts came from deep threes. And usually when you're shooting the deep three like that, it's because you're not able to push the ball inside the paint and not even get good perimeter attempts. The only way you can do it is by making a three harder than it already is.
Yeah, and like you're saying, I mean, the perimeter defense has been amazing. LT Davis, as soon as he got in there, he got a tip steal and went on a fast break for a layup, I believe. It was Tom Sutter that made the layup, though. And it was a great, great defensive half for the Indians as well.
Absolutely. Three steals for the Indians as a team. One for Ballard, one for Lombardi, and one for LT Davis, like you just mentioned there, Deacon. A couple of blocks for the Indians as well in that first half. Ballard had three blocks, and Wingard had two of his own. A couple more Indians with blocks in Voiles and Sutter, both with one apiece. We'll take a quick break, and when we return, it'll be action the rest of the way on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
The 2025 model year sales event at Collier Ford. Drive home America's favorites with zero down, 0% APR financing, and no payments for 90 days. That's right. Get into a new Explorer, F-150, Escape, and more without paying a penny up front. And enjoy 3 full months before your first payment. Don't miss out. Come on. Come to Collier.
Quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at RadioAlabamaSports.net.
Come on, come to Collier. The Ford 2025 model year sales event is happening now over at Collier Ford on U.S. Highway 231. Stop in and test drive a new Bronco, Raptor, or anything else that your heart desires, and drive it home for less today. Collier Ford over on U.S. Highway 231. Thank you to Collier Ford for being such a great sponsor of the Wetumpka Sports Network. Tigers will get the ball here to open things in this third quarter, and man inbounding it for the Tigers is Damian Floyd. Waiting for the officials to
ladies
blow their whistles.
Please, whoever has the Chevy Traverse, please move it. The police are coming to tow it, so please move it. Thank y'all.
Well, whoever's driving that Chevy Traverse, I don't know if you could hear the PA announcement there. Police are on their way to tow it, so you better watch out if you're driving a Chevy Traverse. But I assume if you're here, you're probably not listening to us, so call-off's probably not going to help you too much. Tigers inbound the ball, and things are underway here in Clanton for this third quarter. And ball in the hands of Damian Floyd, now driving, working along the corner. High arcing pass is a moonshot, almost looks like a shot. Goes into the hands of Porter, who gives it right back to him. Floyd working on the baseline. An awkward shot there, but a nice bucket. It goes down the hatch for Floyd.
Yeah, that's one of those buckets where if it goes, it goes. I mean, 2 points is 2 points at that point.
He shot it from about 17 feet as Robinson works the other way. Indians outside. Long range two for Jeremiah Smiley. Off the mark. Offensive rebound, though, for Chris Robinson. Ball movement now around the top of the arc. Indians and in the hand of Voiles. And Voiles was looking for Wingard, but went over the top. And Wingard actually sold that pass. Tigers were looking to hit the Hail Mary down court and not able to do it, though. Wingard tips it into the air and snags it. Robinson will feed it to Ballard in the low post. Spin move, couple of arms, and got in the way of his shot. And I think that one was blocked there. And rebound went into the hands of Brock Porter. Caden Mink with the ball now. He'll bring it across half court for the Tigers. And they were looking for Porter, the big man down low. It's tipped in the air, but he saves it from going out of bounds. Deep three for Mink. Off the mark, rebound Ballard.
And I mean, we've already seen two tips from the Indians at the start of this second half. So very great defense shown right here by the Indians already.
Yeah, showing that intensity. They might be up by a large margin, but they are not showing it at all. Robinson steps into a three, nothing but net, drains it.
Yeah, great look by Robinson right there, feeling his range and slowly grooving into this game with his first points of the game.
First points of the game for Robinson indeed. Nice way to get it done. That was a good shot there. And ball moving around the top of the arc. It's in the hands of Demarion Floyd. And poked out by Jeremiah Smiley, but Floyd snags it right back. Picks up his dribble and a pass out on the wing. And now working along the baseline is Mink. Reverse layup. Won't get it to go that time. Rebound to Wingard. He'll give it to Robinson, and Robinson with a little bit of room to work. Nice little underhand feed there into the hands of Caleb Ballard. They'll get a foul call on the play. And it'll send Caleb Ballard to the free throw line.
Number one, Marco Simon.
Foul goes against number one there. Marco Simon. That's his second foul of the game. Robinson now fakes the three on the corner, steps over, shoots it off the mark that time. And ball went out of bounds there. Had a couple of Indians coaches calling for the hook there. They won't get it, but it was last touched by a Tiger, and Robinson will inbound this one from down in the corner. He does so into the hands of Wingard, who gives it right back to Robinson. And he'll say Robinson stepped on the baseline there. And a turnover on the Indians. 5 minutes and 19 seconds left to play in this third quarter. Indians lead it by 20. As Caden Mink starts to work on Chris Robinson, he'll bring the ball across half court and pass it over to Porter. Porter for a three. Big man off the mark.
Yeah, and great three-point attempt right there. Not really one the Indians probably were expecting, so good shot attempt by Porter.
And I'll call another foul there. I've no clue what it was. Couldn't see anything. And they'll get Wingard. That's Wingard's third foul. And Coach Thomas not thrilled about that one.
Yeah, and that's one that Wingard is going to want back because he knows he moved his feet on that screen, that moving screen call right there. So, you know, that's one that he's going to want back. That's one that he's been working on his whole career, just setting the screen very firm and very nice, setting the feet planted.
Tough break there for the Indians as Tom Sutter gets ready to check into the game. And Demarion Floyd, spin-around jumper, way off the mark, nothing. And rebound goes to Robinson. Robinson passes over to Smiley now. Smiley trying to drive inside. Picks up his dribble at the free throw line and gets an outlet. And Andrew Voiles gives it to Smiley. Smiley crossover. Good move there. Really high arcing shot there from Smiley. But Ballard gets the offensive rebound, tries to lay it up and in, but he'll get fouled on the shot.
And Jeremiah Smiley was going to say that one was a pass to Ballard right there with the way that Ballard was wide open in the paint. So I guess good luck by Smiley.
First free throw off the mark for Caleb Ballard. But that is going to be a Chilton County timeout on the floor. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Christmas is coming fast, and Russell DeWitt Centers and Building Supply is celebrating with a huge holiday giveaway you won't want to miss. Now through December 19th, visit any Russell DeWitt Center or Russell Building Supply locations and enter for your chance to win. Every in-store registration puts you in the running for a $100 gift card, and one lucky winner will take home the grand prize, a $1,000 shopping spree. It's Russell's way of saying thank you to the community. Stop in, sign up, and enjoy the season.
Precision Floor Care are your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision Floor Care or visit callpfc.com. Ballard shooting his second free throw, first one off the mark, but drains it. That time, Ballard's in double figures. He's got 10.
And Ballard proven to be true from the free throw line on that last free throw attempt.
Tigers with the ball now. Indians playing some tight defense and not letting anything get inside of the arc. But trying to do so now is Marco Simon. He lost it, and ball ends in the hands of Smiley. And Robinson high arcing pass to Caleb Ballard. It was tipped out of bounds by Marco Simon. He was guarding Ballard there. Kind of got his hand in the way of that pass, swatted it out of bounds, but Indians will stick with it. Moonshot pass up to Robinson, stepping into a three. Foils off the mark. Offensive rebound from Smiley. He was looking for Tom Sutton, but it was poked out, but snared by Robinson. Robinson, as he was working along the baseline there, kicked it inside. A couple of things just happened there, but it was last touched by a Tiger. Rolls out of bounds, and Andrew Foyles will inbound it this time. Miller Lombardi will check into the game for Jeremiah Smiley. And they'll find Lombardi in the corner, and three off the mark that time. Hit the top of the backboard and fell right into the hands of Damarian Floyd. Floyd guarded by Foyles, working with the rock now, just outside of the three-point line. He'll pass it over to Marshall Thornhill now, and Caden Mink with the ball, guarded by Lombardi, driving inside, steps it back, does Thornhill. Three off the mark that time, and Suddeth was trying to hit the home run pass to Voiles, and it was intercepted by Marco Simon, and he'll hit a bounce pass over into the hands of Thornhill, and now working with it is Damarian Floyd. Floyd steps into a three, drills it. That's 2 threes now for Damarian Floyd, and Indians still lead it 34-16, but have gotten off to a rather slow start to in this second half.
Yeah, and Coach Thomas, is probably telling his players, you know, just chill out, no need to do anything crazy to sell this lead, but sadly the Indians are doing so right now.
Still lead it by a sizable margin, 18 for the Indians, as Lombardi starts to work inside, passes to Tom Sutton out in the low post, as Sutton was dribbling, trying to work inside the paint. He'll get a foul call on the floor. Each was tripped up, and that one goes against Marco Simon as well. That's Simon's third foul.
In a very rough game right here being played for the Indians. 13
foul. Robinson inbounds it into the hands of Lombardi. Lombardi gives it to Voiles. Voiles down to Ballard. Back to Lombardi out on the corner. Back to Caleb Ballard. Oh, tried to put a man on a poster that time. Nothing but net. Ball rolls out of bounds off the rebound, but it was last touched by Marco Simon of the Chilton County Tigers.
And it looked like Caleb's jersey might have got tugged while he was going up for the dunk. So very deciding factor right there if he was going to put that man on the poster. But very unlucky break for the Indians.
And maybe a missed foul call there. But Indians still have the ball, and they'll inbound it. Will Chris Robinson over to Lombardi. Lombardi deep in a half-court territory, and he'll give it over to Voiles now. Voiles working, starts to dribble along the baseline, up in the air, almost got a tough bucket there, not able to get it to go down. And they'll get the foul call on there on the Tigers there. Marshall Thornhill will pick it up.
Great job by Andrew Voiles, using his big body to get in there and get the nice, tough foul right there. Very tough, tough layup, and almost hit it as well, but still able to go to the free throw line.
Voiles shooting his first one, nothing but net that time. You expect that when you got a sharpshooter like Voiles. And he's taking a trip to the charity stripe. Second one about to come for Voiles now. Catches the inbound. Or, well, it's not inbound, but just a rather a pass from the official. And nothing but net that time again. Count them both for Andrew Voiles. at the free throw line. And coming the other way quickly are the Tigers, but they lost the ball, and it winds up in the hands of Tom Sutton. Sutton trying to do it all himself. That shot was blocked and tipped a couple of times. Finally finds its way into the hands of Caleb Ballard, who lays it up and in.
And Caleb has his fifth two-pointer of the game. Now at 12 points, sitting strong and nice. Probably has a double-double by now with it, all the rebounds he's been getting on defense and offense.
I think that's a pretty safe bet. I'm not a betting man, but I'd certainly take that one. Driving inside, and a tough finish there from Braden Bowles. He lays it up and in. Indians' lead now is 20 points. Boyles picks up his dribble and pass it to Chris Robinson in the corner. Robinson guarded by Caden Mink. Trying to get some room, and he does. Passes it to Caleb Ballard, and Ballard went up for it. Swatted out by Mink, though, and ends up in the hands of Bowles. Bowles is trying to work with it now, but he'll give it off to Thornhill. He gives it to Mink. Deep three from Mink off the mark. Hits the left side of the rim, falls straight out of bounds, and the Indians will get ready to inbound this one. 38.8 seconds left in this third quarter.
And Mink has been shooting very deep threes this whole game for the Chilton County Tigers.
Foyles with the ball now. Indians might want to take this one down. Probably won't. Foyles steps into a three. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that three was true. I mean, that was a beautiful, beautiful three for Andrew Foyles right there, stepping into this game and finally getting the groove.
Love to see it when Andrew Foyles gets into a groove. He's been a dangerous shooter for this Indians team. Caleb Ballard, no sir. And tries to do it again, but Demarion Floyd will draw the foul there. And he'll head to the free throw line with 3.9 seconds left on this clock and try to cut into this Indians lead a little bit.
And Caleb did a very good job on that first block right there, getting over his man and not allowing anything at all on that bucket attempt. But sadly, on that second attempt, on that second block attempt, didn't keep both his hands up straight like the official would have wanted. So sadly, got that foul call.
Grazed the arm of Demarion Floyd, did Ballard, as Floyd knocks down the second free throw. He made them both. 1 second, half court three. Oh, almost went down for Chris Robinson. Just hit the front of the rim and shot straight up into the air. But a 21-point for the Indians as they head in to this final quarter. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Every move is different, and so is every client. That's why I take the time to listen, understand, and guide you through the process with care. Whether you're buying or selling in the River Region, I'm here to make it simple. Let's do this together. I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Fourth quarter action here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. I'm Mitch Petrie. Alongside me is Deacon Meeks, and the Indians will get the ball to start this final quarter. Robinson gets the inbound. He'll pass it to Sutton at the top of the arc. Sutton, not sure whether he was passing or shooting there, and Caleb Ballard grabs it, whatever that was, steps out of bounds, and a turnover on the Indians.
Yeah, and on that shot attempt by Sutton, I believe that he did get fouled on that, and just a missed call by the refs, just a low trip right there.
Mink threads a nice pass under the arm of Chris Robinson. What they were looking for, Jordan Simon down low in the post. He lost it for a second but got it back, and spin move off the mark was Thornhill that time, and Caleb Ballard snags the rebound, but he'll give it to Miller Lombardi. Your five out there for the Indians are Robinson, Lombardi, Ballard, Sutton, and Smiley. And deep two off the mark for Chris Robinson. Rebound gets into the hands of Sutton. He gave it to Lombardi. Three off the mark, though. And Chris Robinson blocked that pass for a second and went straight out of bounds there, but Tigers will be forced to do it again. 41-20, your score right now. Indians on top.
Yeah, and the Indians being very handsy in this one. Still playing very good lockdown defense on the Chilton County Tigers.
Mink with the ball now, and he'll pass it all the way across the court over into the hands of Bulls. Bulls guarded by Lombardi, picks up his dribble. Lombardi topped it out for a second, foul stuck with it, and gives it off to Demarion Floyd. Floyd driving inside, deep two-pointer off the mark, though. And rebound goes to Chris Robinson. Gives it to Lombardi. Indians trying to push the pace here a little bit. Tom Sutteth working down low. Caleb Ballard lays it up and in. Easy bucket there for Caleb Ballard, extending this Indians lead to 23.
Yeah, and Caleb Ballard on that one, knowing, you know, I don't got to dunk this one. I'm completely fine with taking my free two and leaving.
And a three from Mink off the mark. Again, too strong that time. Offensive rebound, though, for the Tigers, but blocked shot by Tom Sutteth and Caleb Ballard. Both got a hand on it, and Lombardi with it now passes over to Robinson. Robinson driving inside, picks up his dribble, and a nice little eight-foot shot there from Chris Robinson.
And an absolutely array shot right there by Tom Sutteth, as well as with the help of Caleb Ballard on that layup attempt.
And bodies hit the floor there. They'll get a foul call on that shot. I think the foul will go against Tom Sutteth, waiting for a signal from the officials, and it will go against Sutteth. And that will send Demarion Floyd to the free throw line. First free throw at the line, coming off the mark there from Demarion Floyd. Second free throw now coming for Demarion Floyd. Indians with a 25-point lead, 45-20. They're on top. Make that 24 after the free throw gets made by Floyd. Robinson with a ball now, standing at half court. He'll give it over to Voiles. Voiles starts to drive inside, finds Caleb Ballard. Good pass, good find there, and good bucket from Caleb Ballard.
Yeah, and Ballard has been amazing off that offensive glass. And like Coach Thomas has been saying, feed Caleb Ballard that ball.
And speaking of Caleb Ballard, he gets a nice foul there and not able to get the layup to go that time. Hudson Winyard had a chance at the rebound there for a second, but Tigers coming the other way, trying to do so quickly, but some good defense from Jeremiah Smiley as he pokes it out. Now, much to the dismay of this Indians crowd, look at a foul call on Robinson, I believe. Getting ready to inbound this one for the Tigers is Marco Simon. 5 minutes and 10 seconds left in regulation in this one. Driving inside were the Tigers. He passes it over to Mink, and Caleb Ballard blocked the shot. They'll call a foul on Ballard there. Thought that one was all ball.
Coach Thomas is absolutely fed up with this officiating, and deservedly so, because Caleb Ballard looked like he got all ball in that shot attempt and shouldn't have gone to the free throw line, in my opinion.
Well, Mink made that first free throw, about to shoot his second. You had a couple of substitutions for the Tigers. Second free throw drops through the hatch for Mink. He's got 5 points in this one. Indians with a 24-point lead and 5 minutes left to go. Indians pushing the pace here. They'll find Winard in that low post. Shot blocked on that one. Not blocked, but a foul call. And two shots coming at the line for John Hudson Winard. And Caden Mink pick up his first foul of the contest.
A good draw by Winard right there, knowing that not all of his teammates were on the down back on their side of the court. So going up on that triple contested layup and knowing that he's going to get an easy foul to go to the free throw line.
First free throw off the mark for Wingard. Second one, same story, in and out for the Indians. Rebound went into the hands of Porter. Porter passes it over to Demarion Floyd, who's working with it now. Picks up his dribble. Spin move, good bucket there from Floyd.
Yeah, very tough bucket right there for Chilton, and props to them.
Good ball movement there from the Indians. Finding a wide open Jeremiah Smiley, who drops it through the hatch. Good three ball there from the Indians. 50-25, taking advantage of the full court press of the Tigers.
Yeah, an amazing ball movement even, because, I mean, Jeremiah Smiley was left wide open, and there wasn't a man in about 18 feet of him. So, yeah.
Oh, a nice bucket there from Braden Bowles. Underhanded layup went real high into the air, banked it home off the glass. And Tigers letting up on this press just a little bit, but Voiles finding his way, slicing and dicing, gives it to Caleb Ballard, and Ballard lays it up and in. And another easy bucket for Caleb Ballard.
And Caleb Ballard, yet again, he's just always going to be there with a 6'5 frame. Same as his sister, just always in the paint.
They both should buy real estate down there. They're down there all the time, and they basically own it already. 52-27, your score right now. 3 minutes and 34 seconds left to go as he gets some ball movement from the Tigers. Catch and shoot three out of the hands of Bulls off the mark. And Indians and Tigers fighting for the rebound. Couple of bodies on the floor, and it'll be a jump ball. Possession arrow points the way of the Tigers, so it'll stay on this end of the floor. 3 minutes and 23 seconds left to go. Caden Mink will be the man to inbound it for the Chilton County Tigers. And they'll take a timeout, and as they do so, we'll take one of our own. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Indians lead at 52-27.
Hey, I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
Community Bank, it's more than banking, it's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. Mink will inbound the ball here, out over into the hands of the Tigers. And got some good ball movement, now finds its way into the hands of Floyd. Deep three, drilled it, and the Chilton County Tigers love that one.
Yeah, very deep three, and now the Chilton County Tigers are getting them to land, so hopefully the Indians can lock down on that perimeter defense.
Chris Robinson trying to do it all himself, and he does. Good bucket for Robinson, who's almost in double figures. He's got seven in this one.
Yeah, fantastic bucket even. And working off that little screen to get some freedom and on the near wing.
Caleb Ballard sends that one back to the – says return to sender there as it's a loose ball, trying to figure out who touched it last. And they'll say the Indians do, but, man, I'm not sure about that one. I think it was Braden Bowles, number 14, who kind of kicked it out of bounds. And Bowles will check out of the game as Marshall Thornhill will come in and take his place.
Yeah, it definitely looks like Bowles kicked the ball right there. So, I mean, unlucky break for the Indians, so hopefully they can get it back on this possession.
Mink with the ball now, kind of taking his time, but 2 minutes and 20 seconds left in this one. Three off the mark for Mink, not able to get it down. Rebound goes to Jeremiah Smiley, and Smiley, after faces a double team from the Tigers, will dribble it out of bounds, a turnover on the Indians.
Yeah, and Coach Thomas telling his man Jeremiah Smiley, hey, you got to look up, got to look for the people around you, because Andrew Voiles was going down the court wide open, so very unlucky look.
And they'll inbound this one over into the hands of Porter, not able to get it to go, but an offensive rebound, and Porter finds it again, this time from three, off the mark, goes straight out of bounds, right in the corner down there, just over 2 minutes left to play in this one. Indians with a 24-point lead. Got to stay strong, not let the Tigers get any signs of life. They're taking their time across half court, and Robinson does so. Turns on the Jets now, trying to make his man miss. Step back, thought about the shot. And he'll give it over to Wingard, who gives it right back to Robinson. Robinson over to Voiles. Voiles working on that far side. And they'll foul Voiles right away. Not going to let him get the shot off. That one goes against Damarian Floyd.
And that just shows how antsy you have to be around Andrew Voiles and, you know, his shooting ability whenever you're guarding him. So, honestly, valid foul right there.
Warren Eddie Puckett checks into the game for the Tigers, getting his first minutes in this one as Robinson shot off the mark and rebound goes to the Tigers. A minute and 27 seconds left in this one, and Mink working on Robinson, trying to do it all himself, and an underhand layup won't go down, and Caleb Ballard gets fouled right away by Damarian Ford. And you'll get the bench players here for the Indians to close out this one. Hazel Lorenzi, Ben Tucker, DJ Kendrick, Jordan Hilton, and LT Davis on the floor. All five of the Indians out there come off, and you get five fresh faces out there. A couple of Indians in Ben Tucker, DJ Kendrick, and Hazel Lorenzi getting their first minutes in this one.
And, I mean, this is what the fans have been waiting for because, you know, these are kind of the favorites, the bench players, you know, kind of the most high-spirited players on the team.
I think the word you were looking for is glue guys.
Yeah.
DJ Kendrick with the ball now. He passes it over to Hill. Hill over into the hands of Lorenzi. Lorenzi thought about the deep three. Gives it back to Hill, who lost it for a second, but he was looking for LT Davis, and the Tigers steal the ball, coming the other way quickly, and layup off the mark. Rebound goes into the hands of Lorenzi, and they'll foul Lorenzi right away. And 50.1 seconds in this one. Indians with a 24-point lead. See if they can increase that out of the hands of one of these guys. Hill with the ball now, and they blow it dead for a second. And they'll try it again. Lorenzi inbounds it over to Hill. Hill brings it across midcourt, and Hill had a nice little underhand pass to Lorenzi. Lorenzi thought about the three and feeds it backwards to LT Davis, who passes down to DJ Kendrick. Ball kicked off of his knee there. And a couple of people working with it now, but it's Ryder Giles with the ball now and passes it down into the hands of Porter, who kicks it back out to Nix. Giles with the ball now, shot blocked by DJ Kendrick. Jordan Hill gets a steal, and DJ Kendrick, nobody home in front of him, dribbles it off his foot, much to the dismay of this Indians bench. You can kind of hear everybody start to get excited. DJ Kendrick looking for his first points of the night.
Yeah, and his dad knew he was going to slam that one home, but just very unfortunate for DJ right there. But, you know, hopefully next game is going to be another amazing game for the Indians, and he'll be able to get in and dunk that ball.
Indians get it done here tonight, 54-30, a 24-point win for the Indians. Great job from them. Maybe not as good of a job as Coach Stephen Thomas had wanted, but we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll close things out on the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Christmas is coming fast, and Russell DeWitt Centers and Building Supply is celebrating with a huge holiday giveaway you won't want to miss. Now through December 19th, visit any Russell DeWitt Center or Russell Building Supply locations and enter for your chance to win. Every in-store registration puts you in the running for a $100 gift card, and one lucky winner will take home the grand prize, a $1,000 shopping spree. It's Russell's way of saying thank you to the community. Stop in, sign up, and enjoy the season.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Every move is different, and so is every client. That's why I take the time to listen, understand, and guide you through the process with care. Whether you're buying or selling in the River Region, I'm here to make it simple. Let's do this together. I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
This is the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show. Indians get it done. Both teams do. 54-30 is your final score for this boys' varsity matchup. A couple of Indians had a really big night. First one to mention is Caleb Ballard. He finished the night with 18 points, a good showing from Ballard, and quite a few rebounds, couple of blocks, and steals to go with it. Tom Sutton made his presence felt early in this one, finished with 10 points on the night, a couple of threes for Andrew Voiles and Chris Robinson as well.
Yeah, and I mean, the Indians did a great job in that first half, moving the ball around, getting it inside of the paint. But in that second half, they did slow down a bit. Not really, like, Coach Thomas wasn't really like, feed, like he was in the first half, because he knew they already had a sizable lead. But props to the Indians for keeping their head on straight and having a very dominant performance, as well as on defense. We saw LT Davis get a steal. We've seen, you know, Caleb Ballard have plenty of blocks, along with Tom Suddeth as well. So our big men performed very well tonight.
They absolutely did. It's an exciting week and weekend coming up for the Wetumpka Athletics. Tomorrow, the Wetumpka Indians track and cross country team will race out in Birmingham at the Birmingham Crossplex, getting the start on the indoor track season. Varsity girls will make the trip all the way up to Tuscaloosa. Varsity girls wrestling will make the trip all the way up to Tuscaloosa County as they face off against Brookwood and an early morning showdown starting at 9 o'clock. Next time we'll be on the air is Monday night as the Indians host Marbury, who I passed on the way here. Indians will also travel to Tallahassee and face off against Prattville on Friday night, and Tallahassee game on Thursday night. You can find all those games right here on 105.1 WRFS, the Wetumpka Sports Network YouTube and Facebook pages. But until next time, I'm Mitch Petrie alongside Deacon Meeks. Thanks for listening.